views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and I am walking on sunshine today because it is so bright and sunny here in the studio because Eldon is here with Sonny's Barbecue.
Happy Friday, Meg.
Yes, happy Friday. How you doing?
That song. That might have to be the new intro.
Well, I was just trying to think of something upbeat. And we've used, you know, Sonny before, but I just thought when you came in this morning and I was actually outside for a second and I saw Eldon and my whole heart went, Yay, Eldon. You know, that's how people feel when they see you. They see that red shirt and the fringe and the hat and you just smile.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why I guess he's the chief kindness officer for Sonny's Barbecue.
It's the best job ever. It really is.
Yeah.
I was walking in Walmart the other day and I didn't have the hat on. Didn't have the shirt on, just had a Sonny's t-shirt on, and a lovely lady, Miss Mango, she has a travel agency. She was like, are you the Sonny's guy?
Oh, how cute.
Eric, are you Eldon the Sonny's guy? And I was like, yes, I am.
I love it.
She was like, well, I recognize you, even without your shirt and your hat on. So
now you know you're really famous. This is when you're not going to be able to go anywhere, anywhere without someone coming
up
and saying
something. But hey, all positive vibes, right?
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Spreading the spirit of barbecue, good community, good family, good food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's wrong with that?
So, not a darn thing.
Not a single thing.
So if you just joined us for the first time, this is Pensacola's expert panel. We're on every Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. And on Fridays, it is the day that I get to have the wonderful Eldon Scott here with me to kick off the morning with Sonny's Barbecue. But you may be in from out of town, or maybe this is the first time you've ever tuned into the show. So Eldon, tell everybody about Sonny's, a little bit about the organization,
absolutely,
and then all your locations and where, because y'all are on this weekend. I mean, this is the time. The 4th of July, hot summer, barbecue.
4th of July
family.
Is our busiest day of the year.
It has to be.
It is the national barbecue holiday of the year. It is for sure, bar none, our busiest day of the year. So we're excited. Our teams are already, you know, getting the product ordered in and getting everything ready to serve up all that good slow smoke barbecue, because you know it takes a little time to serve it up right.
Oh, no doubt.
12
about
hours
that.
Of good oak smoke.
Yeah.
Since 1968.
Wow.
Yeah, almost 100 locations all over the Southeast. We have 4 local locations here.
Mm-hmm. There really is a Sonny, by the way.
There is a Sonny.
He does exist.
Yeah, I got to meet him a little over a month ago. And got to take a selfie with him. He said, what's a selfie? And I tried to explain.
Oh,
it was the cutest thing ever. It really was. And
well, you so are got, the king of selfies.
Yeah. Yeah. And we had that talk the other day, or last week on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, that's everybody likes to get in a selfie. It really is.
Fun.
Yeah.
They're
fun. We get to talk about the things that we do in the community and, and share great other organizations and businesses and talk about all the things that are going on. So, yeah, I think it's a great way to capture in the moment.
Right.
I'm a little old. I'm a geriatric millennial.
Please.
But the cool kids, like the kids my age, there's some app that like you had to like stop and take a picture like within 5 seconds or something. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, I don't know which one that is.
But it was like this little one. They came out for a little while, and so like they were all doing it. So like it would stop, and we're like, we gotta take a picture right now.
Oh, so instant.
So you had to share what you were doing in the moment.
Oh,
so
okay.
Selfies are a great way to capture that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, some of your locations where people can take selfies.
Absolutely.
Did you like that segue?
Hey, absolutely. Feel free to take all the selfies you want in store.
There you go.
Make sure you tag the location.
There you go.
So we have 4 locations here serving the news radio listenership. So we'll start with our Pace, Florida location. They're on Highway 90, right in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. Then we have our, and it's kind of just west of Avalon Boulevard. So have that location. And all of our locations have drive-thrus.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get that great special that you love so much, Meg.
Mm-hmm. Monday.
Monday, buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches.
And if you're in the drive-thru, use your app.
Get your app. Download your app. Go to Sonny's Barbecue, sonnysbbq.com. And then go and navigate and get your app downloaded. It's where we have all of our best rewards. You can start collecting points.
Mm-hmm.
Get you some free barbecue. Free birthday big deal.
Yes.
So You have to be subscribed within 8 days of your birthday. So you got it because it's a little processing time and the software, all the things, you know. As technology gets better, I'm sure that'll shorten. But, you know, so they can verify and all those things. So get on there, get your free birthday big deal. And you got a birthday coming up, come and see us. So.
Do it. Okay.
And it's great. I love having birthday. I love seeing birthday celebrations in the store. So you get families together. Mm-hmm. You know, had one the other day. They had about, I don't know, 12, 15 of.
Oh, that's a good crowd.
It was some teenagers.
Oh.
And so the kids, it was her birthday, and she wanted to come to Sonny's Barbecue.
Nice.
And so the whole family came. So it was a good time. So then we have our 9th Avenue location. So stop chasing the rabbit trails, Elton.
It's okay.
The 9th Avenue location is located just south of Creighton Road, kind of back behind the AutoZone. Nice little quaint location, nice shady trees back there. We've got the little front porch there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little hot right now, but, you know, some people still choose to sit on certain times of year. It's really nice. Yeah, it's shady.
It's shady.
So, this morning's not too bad. I guess that little bit of rain came through and kind of
I did notice a difference this morning. Yeah.
So that location, then we have our Navy Boulevard location, which is on Highway, it's on Navy Boulevard right at the end of Highway 98. I was almost called it Highway 98, but where Highway 98 dead ends into Navy Boulevard, our Sonny's is right across the street there, just north of the Pensacola NAS main gate.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a banquet room at that 9th Avenue location and that Navy Boulevard location. So if you got an event, you need to schedule a party, a birthday, business
meeting.
All kinds
of things coming up in the summertime.
PTA meeting. Mm-hmm. We just hosted one of those. You know, so you can use one of those banquet rooms. You can reach out to me, 850-418-3331, or you can reach out to those stores directly to find out what the availability is. And no cost for the room.
Mm-hmm.
We do ask about 10 people on the minimum side. You know,
well, that makes sense.
Yeah. And so, and then that justifies having the server there, giving you all the private service, and then just the cost of the food. So,
right. Well, that sounds good. Okay. And then
the last location is on Shelley Road, which is technically right off of Pine Forest, just south of I-10. So if you're familiar where Pine Forest and I-10 meet, it's kind of right there in that little quadrant right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And then if they want to cater something, what would they do?
Well, there's lots of ways to get your catering. So we say there's three ways to cater. We can do pickup catering, we can do delivery, or we can do full service setup and serve. So we come out, do everything from start to finish. You can go to sunnyscatering.com or sunnysbbq.com, and you can navigate to the catering section.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach out to me directly, 850-418-3331. I'm giving that one out.
Yeah.
Normally I just give it out one. I'm look two times and we're not even in the first 10 minutes yet.
Well, you've got a big catering event tomorrow, don't you?
Got a big event tomorrow and excited about it. Over at Emerald Coast. So I also work with the stores in Mobile and Fort Walton Beach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little outside of our
area,
our listenership area here, but it's part of the same
community. Part of it. There's folks that listen to us over there. Yeah.
So, a lot of people live over here and work over there, especially in the military over at Hurlburt Field or Eglin. So, we are partnering with Emerald Coast Harley-Davidson, and we are going to be sponsoring part of the event and then also going to be selling to the general public.
Uh-huh.
It's for the Missing Parts Ride.
Oh, and okay.
So, and there's a local guy there who's a big TikToker, got a couple million followers. I say couple.
Wow, okay.
Couple. Mm-hmm. I think it's like 9 million TikTok followers.
Gosh.
Justin Nunley. And he's kind of... He met a guy who didn't have an arm and was riding a motorcycle. And he's like, I got to see this. So, you know, so the fundraiser is basically helping, you know, veterans or folks who, you know, for some reason don't have a limb that they would need to function a motorcycle.
Wow.
And so this is going to benefit folks to get the things that they need, the equipment that they need, because it's very expensive to get back on the motorcycle and live their best lives. Because
I had a dear friend in New York who actually lost a limb and then was riding his motorcycle, lost the second limb.
Oh, goodness.
And they created a motorcycle that he could still ride.
That's
as a double amputee. It was
Look
pretty
that.
Amazing.
Small
it was amazing.
World, small
no, I know.
World
I just,
story, right?
Yeah, it's
How does
amazing.
That work?
Yeah. I know. It's amazing.
So excited about that. It's going to be really fun. I think they've got over 500 riders for I don't know, it's not necessarily a poker run, but motorcycle run.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to start at like 8:30. I think registration starts. I think lunch starts at like 1. And excited.
Sounds
it's going to be a fun day. Going to be hopefully, maybe we'll get a nice little overcast day like we got today. It might be perfect.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Eldon Scott. He is the Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. If you've got a question, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And I will tell you, he is the expert on barbecue right now in the house. So text in your question, 850-437-1620. And I got one for you that came in already.
All right.
And the question is there something special about where Sonny's buys its meat, or is it all in the cooking? And the cooking is spelled K-I-N.
Cooking.
Cooking. Is it all in the cooking, Eldon?
It ain't Southern if it ain't cooking.
That's right.
Or we should say smoking.
Smoking, baby. Smoking.
You know, we start with good quality products. This is something that I probably don't cover enough. We do have good quality of pork that we get in, good quality chicken. It comes in regularly fresh. Chicken's never frozen. The hamburgers are fresh ground chuck, 80-20, fresh, never frozen also. And then one of the things about our briskets that I don't talk about enough. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, I should talk about this more. It is a really good quality beef product. So it is a certified Angus beef brisket. And, you know, so it's what's typically referred to as like an upper two-thirds choice brisket. So it's almost prime grade, but no, mm-hmm. we can't call it prime grade. But sometimes it does grade out to prime grade. You know, so it is a really good certified Angus beef product. So it's officially, yeah, if you heard of Angus beef and you know the quality and you trust that quality, like, that's what our brisket is. So it's not like we're buying the cheapest brisket we can, you know. I mean, surely we can get some cheaper ones, but they buy a good quality certified Angus beef brisket.
And so it's the good quality meat.
Yeah, well, that's where it starts. I mean, you got to buy a good quality product mm-hmm. to get a good quality finished product. So, you know, obviously we have a lot of training for our pit masters that they're, you know, trimming everything to specs and seasoning and everything, and then knowing how to run the smokers and getting everything to cook to the proper temperatures, and then also, you know, pulling it off and resting it properly. All those things kind of play into it. So it's a little bit of both. You got to start with a good quality product. You got to treat it right.
Mm-hmm.
You got to smoke it right.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to hold it right. So it's it's a lot of pieces
in
place. So, yeah.
Okay.
We got a great team.
And you
got to
serve it
job.
Right, which you have great servers.
And that's one of the
super
things
friendly.
That's also one of the things I'm excited about tomorrow at the Missing Part Ride. Our head pitmaster for Sonny's Barbecue, Shannon Snell, he is actually coming, and he's going to be doing a demonstration.
So
we're cooking a whole hog. We're doing pulled pork three different ways. Then we're also doing something that's going to be on the fall menu. Sneak peek sampler. We're doing maple pork belly burn-ins.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the summer menu and what's going on right now.
Yeah, summer menu is in full effect. So we have those wonderful strawberry corn cakes.
Which are yummy.
So good.
I can do a testimonial because you brought some in a couple weeks ago. It's very yummy.
The competition sauce is so good. Had lunch with Stephen Rampersand for ARC Gateway last week, and we did the competition sauce on the wings.
Okay, you have to explain what that is.
Yeah, so the competition sauce that's part of the new seasonal sunny seasonal menu.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing specialty sauces with each one. So the competition sauce, it's kind of got a molassesy. That's the term we're using.
Yes,
molassesy.
So we made that up. That new word is made up right here on Pep Talk.
Right here on Pep Talk.
Molassesy.
Original word.
Right.
And because we're the expert panel, we can just make up words
Absolutely.
And then they become part of the lexicon. Right?
Absolutely.
Is that the proper word, lexicon? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I should have paid more attention in English.
If you throw lexicon around or plethora, you're going to sound super intelligent.
You know, sounds smart.
Plethora is one of my favorites. So you have a plethora of choices on your menu.
There you go. Yes, we do.
See how I use that?
And on that summer menu.
Mm-hmm.
So the competition, so you can get those competition ribs. And so you get, those are our St. Louis ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be basted in that competition sauce and then finished on the grill. So that gives them a nice little char flavor also, so they get a lot of great feedback on those competition ribs. So if you hadn't had them, definitely check those out as well.
Sounds great.
And the other sauce that we're doing is the Tennessee vinegar sauce. So if you like a vinegar based sauce, kind of like it from the Carolinas, and it does, so we did our own spin on it. So that's the reason why we're not calling it North Carolina sauce, but it is a vinegar sauce. So if you like that vinegar note in your barbecue sauce, it is pronounced. It's definitely there. So come on in and try that out. We're doing the three-way sampler. So you get chopped brisket, pulled pork, and pulled chicken. So you can get that on those little sliders there. That's part of the summer menu, little trio there.
That sounds good.
And then our street corn dip. So that's a new one. So the little appetizers, some house-made chips, with a like a corn street corn salsa. We'll call it like that.
That sounds good. Yeah. This happens to me every time he comes on here. I get so hungry Friday
mornings. And that's
mornings.
Always the plug when you say it. We open at 10:45 every day.
And what are the hours throughout the week and the weekend?
Yeah, 7 days a week we open at 10:45. Sunday through Thursday, we are open until 9:30 p.m. And then also Friday and Saturday, we are open until 10 p.m.
And the big news is you are open next Friday, July 4th.
We are open July 4th. So come see us. We'll have the house loaded up with servers and staff, and we'll be ready to go and serving up the ribs and the pulled pork and all the goodies.
Sounds good to me. If you've got a question for Eldon Scott, he's with Sonny's Barbecue. We've got talking about the menu and everything else. Just text it in, 850-437-1620. Well, do you have something to give away this morning,
do.
Sir?
I'm
it
just
might be
looking
time.
At the clock. I think it is time.
Okay,
so,
what you got?
We have a family feast, which is going to be great for your 4th of July.
Well, that's true.
You know, if you want to swing by, set it up to get a pickup order. You can grab it, go down to the Bayfront and watch the fireworks.
Yeah, great idea.
Yeah, so we got a couple events coming up on July 4th. We're going to be partnering with the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce. We're actually helping them with their the food for their car show. So we'll be at the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce. Whew, that's a tongue twister.
It's a lot to say. Yeah, it is.
over there on Avaball.
Okay,
goodness.
No more barbecue sauce for you this morning.
On Avalon Boulevard, so they're going to have a car show in the morning. I think that's going to go until about 1 or 2 o'clock. And then in the evening, we'll be downtown with Pensacola Chamber of Commerce and Pensacola Young Professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be serving Sonny's Barbecue out of the food truck downtown down there on the Bayfront.
So. And just so you know, bring your radios because we're doing a simulcast with our sister station with the fireworks. That's for Cat Country 98.7.
Yep.
You can tune in. It's the coolest thing to watch the fireworks with music synchronized. Oh, it's just the coolest thing
And then
ever.
Everybody's kind of got their stereos.
Yes.
And they're cranked up just a little
so
bit.
Much
so you
fun.
Get the ambient sound as well. You can kind of hear it almost like surround sound almost.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Especially if you're in a boat too. Either way.
Yeah.
Either way. So
I'm sure Stefan. Would tell you to definitely bring. He will make a recommendation on what the best radio is for your boat.
There you go.
To tune in
there
to the fireworks show.
Okay, we've got another question for you, real quick, and then we'll have to do the contest before we run out of time. A question came in: when does Sonny's have prime rib? If they do,
yeah. So we did the prime rib on the winter seasonal menu. So otherwise, we can do prime rib anytime for catering. So if you have a catering need. We can do that for you. We don't serve it in the restaurant, but, you know, give us a call. If there's something, a special occasion or something, those banquet rooms especially, if you want to, you know, do prime rib, you know, for a birthday party or something along those lines, we can definitely get you taken care of and get that worked out. But as far as in the restaurant, we're not doing it on a daily basis.
Gotcha. So. Okay. Thanks, Kim, for sending that in. 850-437-1620. Write that number now because up next, right now, I guess
giveaway.
We're going to do it. The giveaway, the Sonny's Barbecue
Speak
giveaway.
Quick with it. The fourth person to text in fireworks.
Hey, fourth person. There you go. Fourth person.
Fourth of July, you know. Fourth
Look at you.
July fireworks.
Okay.
You know.
Fourth of July. Fourth person to text in right now. 850-437-1620. The word fireworks. So you keep talking, sir, and I will watch all these texts flying
in. Absolutely. So we did talk about catering. Like I said, we do have those three ways we can cater. You got an office party, a little luncheon that you need to do. I got one we set up today for United Way. They're feeding 25 folks. They're just picking it up, you know, basically, you know, doing pulled pork, a little barbecue beans, some turkey, mac and cheese, and some salad. So, you know, if you've got a group of folks that you need to feed, it's really simple and very economical. For about $10 a person, you're going to get, you know, your meat, your sides, your drink, your paper products, ice if you need it, and your cups, you know, so you got everything you need to go ahead and serve a good slow smoke barbecue meal to the people that you need to feed, you need to get it delivered. We can absolutely do that. And then again, we do full setup and serve. We just had the Coastal Weddings Bridal Expo or Brides Night last Sunday. And so that was a lot of fun. We actually sampled some prime ribs. So that may be where that question came from Kim. So we sampled some prime rib with some of our creamy horseradish sauce and au jus.
Yum.
our mashed potatoes. Our mashed potatoes are so good.
They are. They really are.
Good. And we don't do it in restaurant, but we do it for catering. If you need to get it, you can order. You can special order them, and we can get you taken care of and get those ready for you. But
okay, we've got lots of texts rolling in here, but we do have a winner. Congratulations to Karen L. Karen, you are the winner of today's Sunny's Barbecue Family Feast gift certificate. So I'll be emailing or texting you shortly here once we're off the air, and I'll get you the information how you can pick up that gift certificate.
Wonderful.
So congratulations.
Congratulations, Karen. So I hope you enjoy that.
And Eldon, tell us what's included in the family feast.
So the family feast, you're going to get four proteins. You're going to get three sides, your bread, and a gallon of tea. Mm-hmm. So it's enough to feed. We say 4 to 6, but honestly, depending on, it could be up to 8. You know, if you got kids or something, it's a very, very, it's a feast.
Yes.
It's a barbecue
feast. Perfect. Family feast for the 4th.
Yep.
It's perfect. Now, do y'all have anything special going on for the 4th?
You know, it's no specials. We just have that summer menu special. We have everyday specials.
Right.
If you've not tried this loaded barbecue potato that we have, my goodness, it is a monster of a barbecue potato. So
that's
$11. Mm-hmm. It's a great deal. It's like potato the size of your head. Maybe not quite that big, but you know.
Wow. With a hat or without a hat?
No cowboy hat.
No cowboy hat. Okay.
But you know, it's got mac and cheese and pulled pork and barbecue sauce. And if you've not tried that one, that's a great one. That was special we got going on. Everyday deals. Buy one, get one free in the drive-thru every
Monday.
That's
the drive-thru on Mondays,
But big deals, $10. Pork and rib special for $12. And then also, all-you-can-eat ribs. And so that's one that we get asked about sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
All-you-can-eat ribs, $19.99. Every day. So you can come
that's
in
every
day?
Any day.
Every day.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a great one.
It is a good one. So
okay.
You're feeling mighty hungry. Come see us for all you can eat.
Today might be that day after this show. I'm feeling mighty hungry right
open
now.
Open at 10:45, mate.
Mighty hungry. And also tomorrow, now I love your Saturday special.
That's what I was about to talk about.
Yay.
I actually saw a post on Facebook this morning of people asking, where do kids eat free? And so every Saturday at all the Sunny's local locations, kids and grandkids eat free.
Amazing.
So definitely take advantage of that. So basically one kid, free kid meal with an adult entree. So come bring those kiddos. They love those baby back ribs, the mac and cheese. You got one that loves the hot dog. We got that too. We got you covered on that kids burger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got a kids
all
menu.
All the good stuff. Yeah.
For the kids. You've got all kinds of things that they can try. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, so what's your favorite, sir, right now in the summertime? I know you've kind of switched around, but what is your favorite right now? So you're running around doing all these charity events. And
what do you mean? As far as food goes?
Yes, sir. I stumped him.
You know, the brisket mac and cheese is pretty good.
That might sound good.
It might be one of my favorites right now.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. You can get that in the drive-thru, can't you?
You can get that in the drive-thru. That's part of that summer menu. Mm-hmm. So double portion of mac and cheese, chopped brisket, some sizzling barbecue sauce, and that wonderful cornbread crumble. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
Sounds good.
So basically, we make croutons out of our, I don't say, it's crumble. Mm-hmm. But it's basically a crouton. We take our cornbread, break it up, bake it off again so it gets nice and crunchy, and that the little bits caramelize on there.
Golly.
It's so good.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, so that might be probably my favorite.
It sounds like it. So you can also get sides, you can get drinks, you can get desserts. What are the desserts right now?
Yeah.
I know you talked about this
special
one.
Yeah, the strawberry corn cake. Uh-huh. Obviously, we always got that good Sunny Southern banana pudding.
Mm-hmm.
That's one we got all the time.
And, so good.
You know, so that one. And then, you know, we normally have cookies there also. So
Okay.
Fresh baked cookies, they're really good. If
you're not chocolate chip cookies,
chocolate
I believe.
Chip cookies,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are hard to resist.
They're always hard
especially
to resist.
Especially when they come right out of the oven.
Oh.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
Nothing beats
good.
A good, hot, fresh chocolate chip cookie.
Okay. Well, if you're not hungry right now, I don't know how to, you know, because I am.
I'm doing everything I can to make everybody hungry.
You're so they doing come, a good job.
So they come and see us at 10:45 this morning.
There you go. So we've been talking this morning with Eldon Scott. He is the Chief Kindness Officer with Sunny's Barbecue. One of my favorite people in town because you do so much in the community. We're so grateful for all that Sunny's Barbecue does in the community, but especially you, Eldon. You are the best. How can people reach you?
Yeah.
Website, real quick.
Go to sunnysbbq.com. Check us out online. Don't forget to download that app. You can get all of your best rewards there. Come see us at our four local locations. Everybody have a happy 4th of July and see y'all at Sunny's. And remember, it's always Sunny's here.
Yes, it is.